received the one that sent me.
And the verse
41, and he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
Na dia oji odifo din mu eno ene ensa beka odifo akatua.
And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous reward.
Na dia oji onipatini ni din mu no.
And whosoever shall give a drink unto one of these little ones,
na ubiara obema enketua yimu baakon esukruwa no,
a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple,
na obema no ensuo kruwa osuani din mu no,
verily I say unto you,
no kreme simu se,
he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Na ketuare mono.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He that receiveth a man of God.
Obia oji onyami nipa.
He that receiveth a prophet.
Obia oji nkomcheni.
He that receiveth a righteous man.
Obia oji onipatini ni.
And he that receiveth a little one like this.
Obia obaji enkitua imubi.
Shall receive a reward.
Obinensabeka akachia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do we receive somebody?
Say na yesi ji obi.
Now, when we say receive, it means you accommodate the person.
Yekase oji obi anache se nipakono oji no atena.
Hallelujah. A stranger comes to your home and you give the stranger a seat to sit on.
Se ho oba ofie na o mana konwa mana tena so a.
It also means to make provision for that individual.
Na e wo say woman nipa no so ne ohia.
So to receive means to accommodate and at the same time to provide.
Enti sa obagye ne sa obagye obi atena wo nten no ama no ne ohia no so.
And also it means to supply.
Na ehia say obema no ne ohia bia.
There are two different things here. Provide means to give you something, but to supply means that the thing will be consistent.
Saudi man on se obe ma obi bibi nanso se wo hwe no no de e wo se to ato aso.
And also it means to assist.
Na e chese e wo se obu anipa kono nso.
Or to help.
Se obe bua no a.
And finally to give.
Na obe ma no bibi.
So what it means is that he that accommodated a prophet.
Enunti obi obe ji osempakafo obi.
He that provided unto a prophet.
Na odi bibi be ma osempakafo no.
He that assist a prophet.
Na obe bua no no.
This individual shall receive a reward of the prophet.
Na san nipai na ketua eri mono.
Hallelujah. If you receive a righteous man, you receive a reward.
Se oji otini ni a waketua eri mo.
Why?
Adinti.
Because the prophet is a man and a servant of God.
Now, if he says, "Sa nipano eyo onyame ane musini,"
so when you believe in yourself,
se uji uhutumu,
that this man speaking is a prophet of God.
Na uji this sa nipai eyo onyame na asumanoa.
Then the Bible is telling me and you.
Na Bible no kache mi no mi no se.
Because we have received this prophet. We will receive a reward of the prophet. Hallelujah. So this brings to mind that there are some prophets that are not regarded by God.
Why?
Because when you read other versions of this scripture, it tells you that if you believe that this man is a prophet, then when you give to him, you will definitely receive a reward. In the same vein, if I believe that Dickin Owusu is a righteous man, and I know for sure that he is, when I gave him something, I had not wasted it, but then the reward of a righteous man shall come to me.
Se meji this elder sorry eye onipatini ni onyame asuma no a na se me manu bibia minim se onyame ebe mami ehun akatua.
Therefore then it means that There are times that we give to certain people, we know they are believers, but in the eyes of God, they are not. For that reason, no reward will come. In the same vein, when I believe that the little one over there, the 5-year-old boy, the 6-year-old girl, if I believe he or she is a disciple of God, she believes in God, she comes to Sunday service, and she listens to Jesus, and she hears stories about Jesus, and I know that he or she is a disciple, and I give something to this little girl or this little boy, the Bible is telling me I will receive the reward of the disciple.
Amen.
So all the children downstairs, believe it now today that they are disciples of Jesus. And therefore, if today we believe that the Lord had given us a pastor who is pastoring this church, who is praying for us day and night, who when he goes to work and come home doesn't sleep.
And don't say you are so far or in term now nyame and I'm not so na or way na or yenia a fata.
And if we believe that he is a man of God,
na ye jidisa o yonyamini pa,
then when we receive him,
then
when we show appreciation to him, if we show appreciation to him, we shall receive the reward of the pastor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And therefore today, you and I are just positioning ourselves in a situation to receive a
reward.
No, we are positioned to receive a reward. Because you and I believe that he is a man of God. And therefore, when we receive him, we receive a reward. Now, quickly, let me give you some few examples in scriptures. First, we talk about Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 17. First Kings. Chapter 17. Now this is a story we know. The Bible said that Elijah saw this woman, the woman of Zarephath.
Now Bible may say Elijah hunu or Babia.
The woman of Zarephath.
Now over Zarephath.
The Bible says in verse 10, and so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going, the man called her again and said to her, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread and in thy hand. And then he said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake in my house.
Now Bible say Elijah sorry ekoy na okohu obai kunafobi o Zarefa na obubu maba e di akoye aduane na afei Elijah kache no se omma nsuo enom na okọ no san frẹ no se omra na okọ a onye aduane kakra emfamre no na okọ se oni bibia e wo ho.
And then she said, I am gathering these sticks to go and prepare a little food for myself and my son, and after we have eaten it we will die.
Afei na me bobo asama bae ano na makọ no aduane kakra bi e wo ho na me ne me ba na ye di.
Hallelujah. Today, the little that I have and the little that you have, when we give to the man we believe is a man of God, there is going to be a reward.
And
then Elijah said unto her, fear not, and go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make thee. And then that's
Now
this woman did this thing to Elijah. She did it to Elijah.
Na sa mami eye my Elijah se ne o kan no.
But then a moment came that the only son of this woman she was talking about died.
Na oye ne chire ne duro maybe asa bofre ya na nko ni ne kodi die wei abofre yi wui.
And the Bible says the woman told Elijah about the situation.
Na fe mami no kan asem no chire Elijah se ne asie.
And Elijah said, bring that little boy to me.
Na o ka chen se fa abofre no bre me.
And Elijah put this child up on the bed.
Now, the abofra no to mpaso.
For 3 times, Elijah lied upon this boy.
Now, mpensa Elijah ebutu abofra no so.
And he lifted up his voice and prayed unto the Lord.
Now, bie na no bo mpa ye frere.
And he said, Father, let breath come into this boy.
No kacha se rade mahome mra abofra yi mu.
And immediately breath came to this dead
na,
boy.
Na amunu mu ha home ba abofra no mu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What has the woman received? She had received the reward of the prophet.
Then obey nya wanya osempakafo ensamu inshira.
If you told the man of God, forget about it. Me and my son, we are going to feed on us on this thing and die. Why should I make a cake for you? Go away, man of God.
And so ka se oti nipa no so tua se o me le fi mi so ko na me ne me ba yenko di aduane na yenwu a.
Therefore she could have really buried her son.
Anka obesie ne ba no so.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today if we give to this man of God here.
Enti nain se de ma onyame nipa ho haya.
Believe you and me.
Jesus said menu mienu.
That the Lord will reward us.
Menu mienu yakatua re moyen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Provided you believe that he is a man of God.
Nyina ne se obegie de se oyo onyame nipa.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And in 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 9 downwards.
Ahimfuma etosu mienu eti
there is this famous woman, the woman, the Shunammite woman.
Now, baby, I know what Shunam.
And the Bible said that she was a wealthy woman.
Now, Bible just said, no, you're the four.
And she had a very handsome husband.
Now, you can also want to
a husband who understands the woman.
Now, baby, man, now, or tea or bassy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the woman is giving, the man is not complaining. When the man is giving, the woman is not complaining.
So, baby, man, the more banwa.
And she heard of something that happened through the life of Elisha.
Now,
that he performed a miracle in a widow's
life. Now,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then she saw that no, this is a man of God indeed. So she told the husband, let us make a room for this man of God. And anytime he passes by, he can go and relax in the room. And the Bible said the husband agreed. But there was this guy called Gehazi.
Gehazi.
You see, the prophet doesn't move too much, but the Gehazi does a lot of movement. So Elisha said, what can we do unto this woman?
And Elisha beside Gehazi said, then are you between a yama mami?
And then Gehazi knew that no child had ever cried in the house, told the man of God.
No, kacho nyamini pasa ye ba fihana yanti abofre su ofihada.
And therefore there is the need for us to make provision for her.
And he was saying ye bibi mama mami no.
And then Elijah prayed unto the Lord.
Elisha bom pa ye che onyame.
And then he turned and spoke to the woman and said,
no dan any catch him, I'm gonna say,
according to the times of the season, and according to the time for the women.
Now, so
when that time can you shall bring forth the son. Hallelujah. And after 9 months, the woman brought forth. And again, the son died. And here was Elisha.
Na Elisha so animu nie
and said, bring the child to me.
And
Elijah went and put the shard on the bed.
And the Bible
says he stretched himself on
the ball. And
as he stretched himself on the
ball,
he realized that the heat of Jehovah's anointing
begin
to flow from this man of God into that little boy. And immediately the boy came back to life. My dear beloved of God, this woman believed in the prophet Elisha. She knew that this is a man of God. And she provided for the man. She accommodated Elisha. And when the time came, she received the reward of the prophet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today, if you shall give unto the man of God, you shall receive the reward of the
pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Apart from this, four things happens to this woman.
Number one,
she gave birth to a son. Number two, she received the son back from death to life. Number three, there was a famine that has never been seen before came upon the land. And Elisha told this woman that there's going to be famine. So you and your son, go to another country until I bring you word.
Na ekomu so si kro no ma ne bin si da inte Elisha ka che ma mi ne ne bai sa mon kotena kro fofro bi so kosi se mesan be ka chere mo.
And when food started coming,
na bra aduane sa ase se ba no,
Elisha sent for this woman.
Elisha sa suma ma eko fre ma mi.
And when this woman came, people had occupied her building and taken her plot of land, and they have taken everything from this rich woman.
Na bra wo ma mi ba ye ne nkofo abetena tena ni fie ho asa fa na japade nyina.
Now because the Bible did not mention her husband, it presumes that the husband was dead by that time.
And namsa Bible ammo ni kunu ni din nti yehunu se papa no sabre ne wawu.
And because what the woman did for Elisha and Gehazi,
as enam ne ammeno ayama odifo no ne nakola no,
the man of God went and spoke on behalf of this woman to the king.
Na odifo yiko ohene ho kokasai ema obei.
And because of what the man of God said to the king,
na onyame nipa ka kire ohene no nti,
the king ordered that every property belonging to this woman should be given back to her.
Ohene no sey se ejapade bi aye ma mene dia no onsanfa na dia ma no.
This woman received the prophet's reward.
Obei ninsaka odifo nsamu nshira.
The anointing on the man of God has an accommodating reward to it.
Na ngosra ewo odifo so no so ebetena efie no mu.
Now we can also see a righteous man, the man called Lot.
Na you what ni bi so ana odi Lot.
In Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lord said I'm going to destroy it.
Na onyame kan so be say Sodom ni Gomorrah no.
And then he went and told Abraham, Abraham, I want to go and do this. And Abraham said, I have the cast, I have my nephew there. If you go then you find 50 righteous people, will you destroy them?
Nebra onyame kache Abraham so oko say Sodom and Gomorrah. No kache Abraham say me ko say Sodom and Gomorrah. No kache say da bi me wo fa ase bi wo kuro num. Enti wo ko na nyanipa duo num a wo be say kuro no.
And then Abraham saw that there were not enough people righteous like that. And so he cut the number to 25.
Na Abraham who said atini fo nuro duo num ho no obu and na so e ba duo num.
And then God realized that no right 25 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham started bringing it down until he got to the number of that family. What can we learn from here? God was saying that had there been enough righteous people, the remaining people who are not righteous would have received their reward and they would not die.
Now, unyame hu se nam se na tinu fo bebre eni ho no se na omo wo ho anka omo nyina ebenya onyame edodifo no nsamu nshira.
Because of the righteousness of Lord, God would have saved that nation.
Na Lord etini yemu no ka onyame betumi di ajikro no.
In the same vein, when we look at the man called Noah, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 verse 9, it said this man is a righteous man and he hates sin.
God
had wanted to destroy the whole world.
But
he could not find any righteous above 10. Hallelujah. But those who listened to Noah, because Noah was a righteous man, they got their life. Therefore, if you give to a man who is a righteous man, you shall definitely receive
the reward of the righteous.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So today we are going to give to this man of God.
And
we will be telling the Lord that, Father, this is your word. If we give to this man, because he is your man, We are going to wait for our reward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
The Lord is about to show you kindness. The Lord is about to release blessings unto you and
us.
Because this is what His word says. When we give, we will receive. Therefore, at this moment, get yourself ready. We have this opportunity. It is the word of God. It is written red with, because Jesus said it himself. And therefore we are going to tell him. If he is your man, which of course we believe, and we are given unto him today, therefore, Father, let my reward come. Let my reward come. Let my reward come. And the Lord is going to bring that reward. In the name of
Jesus.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we have heard your word.
Yes.
And we are willing to give to your servant.
Amen.
We know, Jehovah, as you said, that a reward will be received. After we have given.
Amen.
Therefore, these are our expectations. That your children will receive various kinds of favor from you.
Amen.
Because we learn to give to the servant you have called.
Amen.
Let it be so, Jehovah.
Amen.
As we present to this man.
Yes.
We know we have presented to you.
Amen.
And as we have given unto you, Jehovah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, every need of ours.
Yes.
Every burden of ours.
Amen.
Every problems of
Hallelujah.
Ours. Every difficulties of ours.
Amen.
Father, we shall receive solutions of
Amen.
Ours. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We honor you this afternoon.
Yes.
Because you are faithful.
Amen.
In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.